The Deputy Secretary General, Yann Eliasson, said that the main rebel coalition in northern Mali, known as the CMA, together with the pro-government militia of the Algiers Platform, had shown commitment to the peace process, but more was needed. Sporadic violations of the ceasefire had damaged confidence and caused delays, he said, and all sides needed to demonstrate more willing.
This ministerial meeting must send a strong message to the signatory parties, particularly to the political military movements. They must renounce all actions which violate the agreement and the ceasefire. It is equally important that the government carries out the institutional reforms envisaged in the agreement.
Representing the Malian president, Foreign Minister Abdoulaye Diop said it was important to maintain momentum. Speaking through an interpreter, he said there would be zero tolerance for any further outbreaks of violence, including by militias supporting the government.
Previously, things that they may have done may have been overlooked, a blind eye may have been turned because of the broader crisis situation. But now that we're working to restore peace, the president is determined to let nobody overstep the bounds of the peace accord, including the members of the Algiers platform.
The meeting heard that the road to peace would remain challenging for all parties and international support would be needed in the short and long term. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.